Does anybody know what Thursday was? Oh, wow. Okay, we got some good Christians here. Very nice. Thursday was Ascension Day for those who missed it. The 40th day of Easter, we celebrate Jesus' ascension to the right hand of God. But there's something kind of weird about the timing of things right now. The Holy Spirit has not yet descended. As we go through the scriptures, we're in this weird little space where Jesus has gone up to heaven, but the Holy Spirit has not been given. We have Ascension Day on Thursday, and we celebrate Pentecost next Sunday. But what about today? If we sit and we think about it a little bit, we may feel like we're missing something. And that's only natural, to feel like we're missing something. Because as the church, we seek wholeness. We are seeking completeness. We're looking for oneness. In the passage that we hear today from the Gospel of John, it's part of Jesus's big last prayer and speech and sermon that he has at the Last Supper. He talks a lot about this oneness. Jesus and God, God and Jesus, the disciples in each other, just as God as in Jesus. And even today in that first lesson that we heard from the Acts of the Apostles, it's that story about when there were 11 disciples. 11? They wanted one more, right? There's nothing that said they had to have 12. So they nominate the top two from the wider community and they roll the dice between Justice Barabbas and Matthias, because they're seeking some wholeness of how things were, how things used to be, how Jesus made things with 12 of them. It's only natural for the church to be seeking this wholeness. So what does this oneness look like for our congregation? Take a look around, or close your eyes, or take a deep breath and think for a moment. What does oneness look like for our congregation? A very simple and yet profound answer may be that oneness is communion, right? Oneness is being together, being in relationship with each other. As Jesus says in the gospel passage of John, I am one with you and you are one with me. Jesus says this to God and he says it to the disciples. Oneness is this being whole. It's not about being individuals. And it's not about everyone being the same. It's about love. Loving each other. Loving each and every other member to make ourselves one with them. To be so transformed in love for the other that we truly become one body. Being one is about being love with and for each other, with and for each and every other member of the body. Each and every member to make ourselves one with them. Each and every old member and young member, the new members and the not-so-new members. How can we truly be one. By loving each other as Jesus prayed over his disciples in the Last Supper. By being in relationship with each other as the apostles try to do in the Acts, even as they welcome new members from the wider community. How might we love our new members? Maybe not by rolling the dice or casting lots and putting them onto the vestry, right? Do you guys want to be on the vestry? I don't know if I'd wish that on some of the adults. It's the right answer. But we love each other by being in relationship with each other. It's not just about telling the new members what to do or making them wait until we're too old or too tired or too dead to do something. We love by inviting. We love by inviting and receiving. So what are we receiving? What are we listening to in the relationship with others, especially our new members of the body? Yes, listening to each other can be difficult at times. Sometimes, though, the new members make it easy for the older members because they just simply shout out to us. What are the newest members around us telling us? What are they saying across the world, in protests, in art museums, and on government building steps, and at international political conferences? Are we listening to them and receiving them? Or are we projecting our own ideas and desires on them? What is wholeness? What is oneness for our congregation? What is God's desire for our congregation to be one body? The good news, of course, is that God will reveal this to us, though it will take time. And it will take some practice from us as well, to open ourselves to receive this revelation. And so that's why we're here. We're here to be one, right? We're here to practice being one together. We're here to receive the grace that we are Christ's body, all of us. We're here to receive that we are members of Christ's body. That we already are the body. As Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. It's already been done. And he says, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and you have revealed them to infants. Adults in the room, maybe that's something that the infants can help reveal to us, the wise and the intelligent. Remember, of course, to be childlike is not to be childish. We're here to be one together. We're at church, in church, being church, to be one body. And we're here to practice together receiving Christ in us and practice putting ourselves in Christ. We're here to receive that and to live into that, living with each and every other member, not in competition, but in communion, because we are all unique members of one body, So may our prayer be that as we come to the table, though one by one, to practice that communion, to be that oneness, the wholeness, may it be to receive the bread and the wine so that we receive God's foretaste of what is to be in communion with all, as we all share together the Lord's Supper. May we receive God's love, the body and the blood, that we may all be one. Amen.